On today's show, is Tesla's Model 3 the safest car ever made? Ford tells its salaried employees to get ready for lots of layoffs. And the surprising thing we learned about women who buy muscle cars. All that and more coming right up on AutoLine Daily. This is AutoLine Daily, the voice of the automotive industry. Say, is the Tesla Model 3 the safest car ever made? Even though NHTSA already gave it 5 fives, its highest crash rating, the agency went one better. It did a statistical analysis of the probability of injury and determined that the Model 3 offers the lowest probability of injury of any car. In a frontal crash, the Model 3 absorbs the impact, while the orange engine in an Audi A4 is thrust towards the passenger cabin. And in a side impact, the Model 3 does a better job of absorbing energy than a Lexus ES350. Not only is the Model 3 the safest car rated by NHTSA, the Model S and X are the second and third safest, respectively. Ford is telling its employees to get ready for a massive reorganization of its salaried workforce, including eliminating layers of management, which will undoubtedly involve a good number of layoffs. But Ford did not identify when or where or how many people will lose their jobs. It said the announcements will come in waves between now and the second quarter of 2019. Well, here's our AutoLine insight. Ford says it does not want to wait and make one big announcement. Instead, it will announce these layoffs as it identifies opportunities to streamline the organization. But we'd say this is a surefire way to drive fear throughout the entire Ford Motor Company over the next 7 months. Mercedes says it's going to build an all-electric SUV in the U.S., along with a new battery factory near its assembly plant in Alabama. The $1 billion investment is expected to generate about 600 jobs. This is part of a broader global battery production network, which will consist of 8 facilities located around the world. By 2022, Mercedes says it will offer at least one electrified vehicle in each of its model lines. We'll be back with this weekend's racing results right after this.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by ExxonMobil.
In racing news over the weekend, Lewis Hamilton took what they call the Grand Slam in Formula One. He put his Mercedes on the pole in the Japanese Grand Prix, set the fastest lap in the race, and was the first to take the checkered flag after leading every lap. Sebastian Vettel saw the championship slipping from his fingers as his Ferrari crashed with Max Verstappen's Renault-powered Red Bull. Though Vettel rallied to finish sixth, Hamilton is now almost assured to win his fifth driving championship. In NASCAR, Chase Elliott powered his Chevrolet Camaro to victory at the Dover International Raceway. Kevin Harvick had dominated the race, but his pit crew broke a valve stem during a pit stop, and his Ford Fusion came in sixth. And at the AAA Texas NHRA Nationals, Steve Torrence took his first victory at his home race, posting a time of 325.92 miles an hour in his Top Fuel dragster. Click on the link in today's show notes to get the other winners in the different categories. In the United States, the median household that buys a new car earns $108,000 a year, according to statistics from Ward's. The highest earners are households that buy European luxury SUVs. They make a median income of $173,000, while those who buy Asian cars are at the low end of the list with earnings of $81,000 a year. Coming up next, the kind of women that like to drive muscle cars might just surprise you.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
You might think that women who are into muscle cars would have personalities to match their fast, loud cars. But Chris Lazat, our guest on last week's AutoLine After Hours, found that it's usually a much different kind of person that that you'll find behind the wheel.
When I first went into this, that was the big surprise, is when I sort of knew it because I knew the car industry itself was on the conservative side. So when I went into it, that surprised me because I thought they'd be all of these, you know, rebels or revolutionaries, you know, gung-ho, and they weren't. They were very traditional women, but they found a way to sort of access this culture. And so when I looked at them as conservative women, but who are practicing what I call a conservative feminism. So it helped make sense to me. So and I thought that's very important with the ways that they sort of get into this culture. They do things that are sort of justify their gender roles. You know, they participate as women in this culture. They do things as a family. They do things with community. They do things with husbands. So it sort of reinforces their conservative values, but they're also being able to drive these cars that have been associated with men for a really long time.
You can watch that entire episode on our website, autoline.tv, or find it on our YouTube channel. And don't miss this week's Autoline After Hours, which is all about the new Ford Edge ST. But that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching, and we'll be right back here again tomorrow.